This is Ted Kennedy. Is William Bennett, as drug czar, the right leader at the right time in the war on drugs? In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the most important person in the Bush administration in the war on drugs, next to the president, will be William Bennett, named the nation's first drug czar. It's a new position, created to end the chaos in the federal war on drugs. We're losing that war today, Al. The mushrooming epidemic of drugs, drug gangs, and drug-related crimes is poisoning the fabric of our society. Mr. Bennett is eager to attack the supply side of the problem, reducing the supply of drugs flooding across our borders and into our communities. But he needs to be equally effective on the demand side, curbing demand for drugs through programs of education, prevention, and rehabilitation. Law enforcement can't do the job alone. If you and I and Bill Bennett agree on that, Al, we'll be fighting the right battle in the war on drugs, not the far-right battle.
What spooks you up more, Ted? Bill Bennett's conservative politics or the nation's drug problems? Your concern sure ought to be about the scourge of drugs on our country, so why babble into the vapors about the far right? We both belong to the Senate Judiciary Committee, Ted, and we heard all the lengthy testimony from Bill Bennett. I know you couldn't be there, but if you had, Ted, you would have seen Bill Bennett patiently and steadily listening to all of the commentary of the individual politicians and then thoughtfully trying to answer all of the many questions put to him. He repeated time and time again that we must zero in on every single aspect of this problem. That includes supply, demand, treatment, education, and yes, surely criminal prosecution. The war on drugs has to be fought on a united front, and Bill Bennett is just the great guy to lead the battle. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the Central American peace process. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.